Aircheckdownloads.com. I wrote this song for you.
It is my favourite record of the moment, I think. Beautiful South on Go Discs and in at 38. That is Song for Whoever. Radio 1 at 8 minutes to 9. We'll have a touch of Frida Payne and the Band of Gold in just a second. Right now, though, Rod has headline news.
Simon, a man has died in hospital after stabbing himself in the stomach following a police siege at his home in Surrey.
He's only 19 years old. That's Frida Payne and a Band of Gold's 4 minutes to 9 on this day in history. We're going back to 1910, founding of an organisation. And here is their patron at their 40th anniversary celebrations.
Here I speak to you across the length and breadth of the world. I feel that between us all, there is a deep understanding which keeps us close in spirit and purpose.
Okay, so it was on this day in 1910 that an organisation was founded, and that was their patron. We have some wrong answers with Sybil.
Very silly answers, including some like this. Princess Alice addressing the Boy Scouts, Queen Victoria addressing the Salvation Army, Professor Ethel Day Carmel addressing the Association of Disc Drive Salesmen at their 1982 Peckham Conference.
That's right. That's the right answer.
The Queen addressing the Brownies, the Boy Scouts and Baden Powell's sister Agnes, the Women's Institute being addressed by the Queen, the Mothers' Union being addressed by the Queen.
Who enters this quiz?
The Fast Fit Exhaust Association International Conference Western Division.
And so it goes.
Bunty Osmond's fan club being addressed by Her Royal Buntiness.
Royal Buntiness.
I don't think we're allowed to say that, are we?
No, I am.
Totally wrong, Ashley. The Girl Guides were founded on this day in 1910. That was Princess Margaret speaking to them many, many years ago. 1950, actually. And we have a winner.
I'd like you both standing to attention for this one. And saluting.
What, and with three fingers like the girl?
Both of you, because the winner this morning is Sergeant MacDonald's wife, Gail. Sergeant MacDonald's wife, Gail, from Faraday Close, Arborfield Garrison, yes, sir, Reading, home of Remy, the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. You didn't think I knew what that stood for, did you?
No, I just thought you were reading it off the script.
No, I'm not. I'm just new.
Yes, you are. It's 2 minutes to nine.
This Saturday on Radio 1, Classic Albums reassesses one of the most popular albums of 1986, Invisible Touch by Genesis. Stereo.